This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax is 989-875-5168 regarding Kenneth Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth 12-9 of 1943. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Roberts with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was February 28th of this year. He has gained about 8 pounds since his last visit. He has been experiencing some episodes of dizziness. They occur with position changes. He's had no falling episodes and no spinning sensation. He did try some meclizine, M-E-C-L-I-Z-I-N-E, but that really didn't help the dizziness. He's not having any now. And he, as previously stated, he hasn't fallen off either. He states that blood sugars have been well controlled since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No orthopnea or PND. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low dose of Ramipril, 2.5 milligram daily. He's also on diltiazem extended release, 120 milligram twice a day. And diabetic medication, also cholesterol medication and Flomax and low dose aspirin. Physical exam. His weight is 227 pounds. Pulse 63, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Sitting blood pressure was 108 over 60, right arm. Standing blood pressure was 102 over 60. So we're not seeing any orthostatic changes, but he is running slightly lower than he had previously been running. Usually was running in the 120s over 60s to 70s. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no edema and no ulcerations are noted. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.25, electrolytes are normal, calcium 8.15, albumin is 3.6, phosphorus 3.4, estimated GFR is 29, his hemoglobin is 11.4 with normal white count, platelets are 145,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. No uremic symptoms, no volume overload, no pericarditis. Hypertension, he's actually on the low side. Symptoms were somewhat suggestive of orthostatic changes, but currently he's not orthostatic. However, he could be when he's symptomatic. If any changes needed to be made, we'd recommend continuing the Ramipril low dose, but possibly he could decrease the diltiazem from 120 milligram twice a day to possibly just 120 milligram once a day, or even down to 180 milligram once a day. But currently we're going to just have him monitor blood pressure, and if he does have any worsening of the orthostatic symptoms, or actually does develop orthostatic hypotension, then at that point the diltiazem could be adjusted. He'll continue to have monthly lab studies done and follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and we're going to recheck him in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.